Sandy, and it's 5:31, and so maybe we should go ahead and get started. I'm sorry, my video is not working tonight, so you can hear me, but you don't have to look at me. No, I'm sorry about that. I'll get it fixed for the next time. So we have a good, healthy agenda tonight. I want to welcome everybody to our April meeting. I'm thinking it's May already. I'm pushing the season. But welcome to our April meeting. And let's start with a roll call so we can make sure if we have a quorum and know who's here or not. So if I call your name, if you would say present, then Mallory can check you off as being here. So let's start with Elma Bloom.
Present.
I'm here. Nisa Buchanan.
I'm here.
Shauna Carter. Peggy Carlson.
I'm here.
Paul Childers.
Present.
Tyler Clary. Mark Collier. Mark, I thought. Heather Decker.
Present.
Remy Youssef.
Here.
Adrian Fairbanks. Dave Fuller.
I'm here.
Sarah Garber.
Present.
Amy Gross.
Present.
Sue Marshall.
Here.
Dr. Melnick.
I'm here. Just a suggestion, folks may want to mute their phones or their computers when they're not speaking, because I'm hearing a little bit of an echo.
Thank you. Let's see. We're at Jeff Morey. Marla Sanger.
I'm here.
Michelle Stickley.
Present.
Maria Swinger-Inski.
Present.
Aru. And Michael Watkins.
Present.
And I think we have some other public health staff here. Do you want to, let's see, I see Marissa Armstrong. And let's see Marissa.
I'm Marissa, I'm the communications program coordinator for public health, and just wanted to listen in for a little while as you discuss the letter that you guys are working on.
Okay, great. Welcome. Haley.
Hi, everyone. Haley Pickett, policy analyst with Public Health.
Hello, this is Mark Collier. I kind of lost you, so I don't know if you got me or not.
I think Mallory said yes. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
And did I miss anybody else?
This is Roxanne. Yeah, this is Roxanne. I'm the deputy director for public health. And I think Jeff Harbison is one.
Jeff Harbison, administrative services director. Thank you.
Great. All right. And do we have any guests tonight? All right. Hearing none. Mallory, do we have a quorum tonight?
Yes, we do.
Great. All right, knowing that we have a quorum, then everyone should have gotten a copy of the minutes to preview before tonight's meeting, and hopefully you had a chance to review them. And so if we, do we have any amendments or changes to those minutes? If not,
the
then
only thing I was going to say is I think it referenced in there that it said everybody was in favor of going to an every month meeting, and I was not in favor of going to an every month meeting, and so I just, maybe you can say the majority or something, but I don't think it's fair to say that all fact members were in favor.
Okay, so noted. We can make that amendment to minutes. Then given that change, then I need to have a motion to approve the minutes with that change as noted, and a second.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor, raise your hand or say aye.
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 Anybody opposed?
Aye.
to approve the March 20th minutes. Okay, our agenda tonight is going to include some FAT updates that will include discussions about our meetings, membership, and update on the nominations and recruitment that's going on. And then we're going to have the discussion about the Harm Reduction Center and Syringe Services Program and the letter that's been drafted that will be presented at the Board of Health or tomorrow. So moving into the FAT update, Dr. Melnick, do you have an update on the nominations and recruitment for our vacant positions? I think it's just one at this time.
We have one vacant position. It's the youth member, and I'd love to make an announcement out tonight, but I really can't because the applicant has to be notified before I, you know, this is a public meeting. So all I can say is, I probably said too much already, but we're close to having that position filled.
Okay, well, hopefully at our next meeting, we'll have an update on the youth position vacancy and if it's been filled. Membership and Nominations Committee. We do have a Membership Nominations Committee that's open right now for some membership, and we have no one but myself. So I need someone to help me with the Membership and Nominations Committee through this. Basically, be helping with recruiting members when there's an open position and getting information out to potential members, and then helping with getting their information in and looking at accepting them as a new member. And then nominations when the yearly nominations need to come up through the FAC exec. So it shouldn't be too big of a chore. And I'd love to have a couple, two or three other people join me on this committee. It's helpful for people to become members of some of these committees as we develop them through the year because you get to know a little bit more of the inner workings of FAC, and you get to know other people on FAC. And then if the opportunity comes up to be on FAC exec, you have a little bit better background of some of the inner workings of the committee. So I really encourage anyone that might be interested in working with me to let Mallory know that you would like to be on the Membership Nominations Committee. And I look forward to working with any and all of you that are interested. So that's my plug. And the last fact update is that at the last meeting, it was discussed, as Maria had brought up, was discussed about returning to some in-person meetings. And it sounds like a majority or some of you had said yes, you wanted to give that a try. And so the FAC exec has decided that we're going to give one of them a try in the June meeting. So that would be June 27th, would be an in-person meeting. And someone's going to have to help me, but I'm going to assume it's going to be at the public health conference room. Or has the location been determined yet?
Location has yet to be determined, but we will be sure to get information out as soon as possible.
Yeah, and we'll announce it again at next month's meeting.
And also, if I could interrupt, I'm sorry, I think sure. Some of the FAC members had also considered having meetings out in the community. Is that correct? Which is one of the things we're possibly looking at?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I've been gone for a month, and I'm having a hard time recalling all of the conversations that happened. So that's helpful. So we will be determining where that location will be for the June 27th meeting. And then we'll reassess how we felt about that and how it went. A thought is that we might consider doing the in-person meetings quarterly, and then doing the Zoom meetings on the other months. And also to remind you that we will be starting to meet monthly now, because we have lots of things on our agendas, and rather than having very long meetings, we can have monthly meetings and move our work forward a little quicker. So we'll be starting to meet the fourth Tuesday of every month. Hey, any questions or comments? It is a quiet group tonight. All right, so I think the next agenda item we're going to move to is around the Harm Reduction Center and Syringe Services Program. and someone from the ad hoc committee is going to help work on that, or Haley. I'm not sure who.
This is Haley. I can give just an overview of the process, and then I would welcome, I think I see everyone from that ad hoc group on, and I'll share who that was in a moment. I welcome their comments on the process and to get to where we are tonight, and then we can talk about, we didn't receive any feedback over email prior to the meeting on the draft letter, and so we can see if there are folks who want to comment or suggest edits. Tonight. That's why Marissa's on, to help turn it around quickly. So at the last SAC meeting a month ago, which honestly feels like decades ago, we discussed, in addition to kind of some visioning for FAC, why we're here, what's the work that we work on, what are we doing, we talked about some comments made at the Board of Health meeting around the Syringe Services Program, and exec proposed sort of convening an ad hoc group of folks to pilot the use of a draft, the draft kind of advocacy decision tool that we had looked at in previous months. So Sarah, Nissa, Marla, Maria, Alma, and Peggy all signed up to do that, and we met a week from last Friday to review the evidence base. So everyone received the background memo that was prepped by staff in advance of that meeting for those six SAC members to review, dig into any further resources that were cited and links, but kind of that memo is meant to be sort of a synthesis of the research base around Syringe Service Programs and any kind of context around the program here at Clark County Public Health. So they took a look at those materials in advance of the meeting. Then we met that Friday and walked through the decision tool and scored. We kind of went through a process to come to consensus on each of the scoring materials. So there wasn't always agreement, and then there was some discussion and sort of re-scoring as we went. And ultimately that group decided that, yes, this is an issue that we'd like to advocate on behalf of public health, and the kind of venue that was discussed was at the Board of Health meeting tomorrow morning, and so the group proposed to draft a letter. So a few folks met again to sort of talk about what content really resonated and what they thought was most important to communicate to Board of Health, and that is what ended up in the draft letter that you've all seen, or if you haven't seen, it's in your email inbox, and we can pull it up in a second. And then discuss also reading that letter into as part of the presentation with public health tomorrow morning. And so Sandy, your FAC chair, agreed to do that if that was approved by everyone this evening. So I'll stop and see if anyone, Sarah, Nissa, Marla, Maria, Elma, Peggy, if you have any comments or reflections on sort of the process to get to that draft letter, or anything you'd like to share about what kind of what you learned about the Syringe Service Program.
Right, I can start. First, I just wanted to thank Haley and the team for preparing the information and putting the draft letter together. I think it was very helpful to have all those resources available for review. And again, from a couple of different aspects, I really appreciate the thoughtfulness around protecting our vulnerable community who have substance use disorder, but also protecting the larger community and the role of the board, the role of this group to ensure that we provide health services in this manner for folks at risk, but how this also protects the rest of our community as well, and our duty to do that in a scientifically based way. So that was my thoughts on it. And again, a huge thanks to the folks that helped work on it.
I would just add that I felt like the amount of work that went into preparing for our smaller group to get together and discuss it was very helpful. I appreciated that the evidence was very clearly articulated and saw that again reflected in the letter that was written. I think that's probably, for me, one of the most important parts, is that it's not just us making up our ideas about how this should be, but it's actually based in years of study these kind of programs, and it's really important, and I'm glad that we're going to be able to take a position on it, and I hope that it will be useful and informative for the council members.
I thought I saw a hand up, but now I can't find the square.
Oh yeah, it's me, Haley. I just wanted to echo the appreciation to you, to Haley, for that whole process. I thought it was really well done. And like Haley said, we went through the tool for decision making, and like she said, there were some questions where we kind of got stumped and we needed more information, or one of us thought something else, so we had clarification, and then in the end, we had consensus on all of our decisions in that tool. So I really liked the process, and I think it'll be a good process for us to use moving forward with other decisions we're faced with.
I'm going to add to what Peggy said. The decision tool matrix was quite helpful because the concepts are kind of different from every viewpoint. So the decision matrix really helps put all of it together and help the group come to a consensus. So I like the tool, especially for topics that some people might not have as much knowledge on.
And I think we learned, using the tool, we learned a little bit about how we might tweak it or better prep for the next issue, especially around kind of defining priority populations. So we'll continue to build it out so that it's useful for this group. And I imagine other people will participate in other, you know, processes. So that's great. Thanks for your feedback. Anyone else that was part of the process want to say anything?
Hey, this is Nick. I feel all the things that were said. The tool was, I felt, very intuitive. And Haley, like you said, defining that priority population, that was, I feel like, a good exercise to walk through so that we all understood sort of the group that we're discussing and approaching. And then the prep material was so well done. So that made the process really easy. But walking through the tool, I felt like it was easy to get through and achieved what we were hoping for. So,
any questions from people who are not involved in that ad hoc meeting for folks about how they came to the decision or the draft letter that you've all seen now?
I'm wondering if everyone has had the chance to read the letter. I mean, I know sometimes I've read it, but I know sometimes we all get busy, and I'm wondering if everyone had the opportunity to really look at it.
I will go ahead and pull it up on the screen so that nobody has to out themselves if they haven't had a chance. It's just a short page and a bit, so let's
while she's pulling that up, just to make a note is that we as FAP still need to vote on whether we want to move forward to present this at the Board of Health. So we still need your vote on this. So,
and you know, Haley, it may be good to just go through the letter so the, you know, the points are clear in the letter, so when people vote on it and stuff.
Sure. Sandy, do you want to practice reading it?
Sorry, I was muted. No, you can.
Okay, actually, I'll opt for reading it silently in that case. I was just going to give you the opportunity, but I think everyone could take the chance to read, and then we can kind of pause and talk through the key points that FAC wanted to make. So I'll stop talking. go to the last page. I can kind of see faces. Okay, so just one last sentence. So, the key points that the group decided they wanted to include in the letter were really around kind of this being an evidence-based program that prevents the spread of infectious disease, but also it's a critical community access point, and that many of us probably have personal connections to people with substance use disorder, and we want those people to be treated with dignity and respect when they access services in our community. Anything else that ad hoc group wants to add in terms of drafting the letter or what ended up in here? Any questions about any of the evidence that was presented in the memo or the points that were made in here, or comments or reactions? You can put them in chat too. It doesn't have to be verbal.
I guess, does everybody feel pretty clear about the basic, the points?
Yeah,
to me, the most compelling part is actually that number 4 paragraph, and why you'd, the 5 times more likely to seek, and 3 times more likely. I think that in and of itself shows that it's a worthwhile endeavor. The others are all good, but that's very compelling.
I just have a comment, if I might. I think it's a very good letter, and the whole process was so very thoughtful. And I wonder if the background material and the decision tool, if that will be provided to the Board of Health along with the letter, just as background information on how you arrived at this.
What are thoughts about that? We had not discussed that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good idea, so that they understand that this was really a detailed process. It took a lot of effort, and it wasn't just like a group of people said, "Oh yeah, we read all of the research beforehand, and then we had this meeting where we used the decision tool." I think that would be helpful for the council to know.
Absolutely.
And I have a question for you, Sue, in that would you like it to be prefaced with a sentence or two before reading the letter that there was an ad hoc committee that went through a matrix and research in preparing this letter, or something at the end?
Yeah, that would be good, either at the beginning or at the end. And I think, the meeting's tomorrow morning, and that if you send this out to the council tonight, I think that would be good, so they could have a chance to read through it. Often people are come in early and look through materials before they go into the meeting, so that a little advanced notice would give them a chance to read it.
I really agree with that. I think it would be most helpful if the Board of Health members can get the background materials in advance, and the letter too would be fine. I think that it would give them a chance to read through it. They might even be able to do that this evening, but for sure in the morning, and then they will be able to think about questions that they may have, and also maybe some additional information that they might want. So I really like that idea. And in the future, if we approach another potential presentation or letter again, this time we didn't have, just for many reasons that you know, we couldn't help. We didn't have the kind of lead time that right. we might have in the future. And in that case, then hopefully the Board of Health members could get materials before the day before.
That would be a good thing to note as well. And I think just in providing a model of how these kinds of decisions that can be made without injecting a lot of emotion be good.
By the way, I sent the letter to the board chair. Yes, I believe it was yesterday, and I don't know if the other counselors have received. Councilor Marshall, I don't know whether you've received it yet, whether that's been shared, but I did send a letter to the board chair yesterday.
Not through that avenue, but through the fact I did.
Okay.
Clarify, Dr. Mike, did you send the letter or the slides?
I sent the presentation to, I apologize.
Okay, I was going to say, they have not voted to.
No, I did not send the law. I'm sorry.
Thanks for clarifying, Marissa.
Thank you, Marissa.
I'm wondering, it's probably too late to do this, but can we add a couple sentences to the actual letter that describes very briefly that we formed an ad hoc committee, used an ad hoc committee and used a decision-making tool to arrive at this, or no? I mean, like, if it were in the letter, maybe in the future, we can include that. It's probably too late at this point, huh?
It might be too late. I don't know how others feel, but it might be too late to add it to the letter. But I'm more than willing to have a brief few statements about the process that went into crafting the letter, which would be a start. And again, this is our first time through this, so we're learning that what we might need to do the next time or what might work efficiently.
And you're all aware that there's going to be, in addition to Sandy reading the letter, there's going to be a couple of other presenters, including one of the FAC members. Are you all aware of that?
Tell us more, Dr. Melnick.
Haley, do you want me to answer, or
come off mute too?
Yeah, I was just wondering if before we pivot to the actual the frame and form of the presentation to draw a circle around what I'm hearing FAC members say would be valuable in terms of describing the process we are piloting and developing that would be used to inform all advocacy-based recommendations that FAC submits to the board. I would recommend that we solidify that process and then have a method section that can be referenced, right, by the public, by board members, by anyone. So it's a transparent, easily understandable process that can be referenced at any time, regardless of the format of the advocacy-based decision, and that could be, there's lots of different ways we could do that. And so I'd love to be able to think about what are the most effective ways that we can communicate our process to our stakeholders moving forward as part of next steps. So if it comes up, how did you come to this determination, we could describe it and then commit to documenting it, right, as part of more grounded, easily accessible, like, website access moving forward. Sorry, I'm doing some parenting right now too.
I do really like that idea. I think if we it would be nice if we had done that in advance of the night before the meeting, because we might want to really think about how we want that to be presented. It's a pretty important piece because it'll become the foundation of the way decision making may occur going forward into the future. So I'm not sure that just a few sentences describing what we did is going to be sufficient. It might be better than nothing, but I think it's important in that process to say that we're hoping that this can be a tool and a process that we use going forward into the future. And we would like to bring to the Board of Health members the key components of this process and the tool that we used. but to try to do all of that tomorrow morning might be, that might be a little bit much. So maybe if we can do an abbreviated just explanation of what it was very briefly, and not to take away the emphasis on the content of the letter, I guess is part of what I'm thinking about.
It might be a good topic for another Board of Health meeting in the future. Just what is FAC? How do we make decisions? Something like that. So then eventually the Board of Health just knows.
I guess my question is, how do we address what Councilman Marshall said about, if we get this question tomorrow, you know, if she had the question about the matrix and how it was used and et cetera, and so how do we address that in the short term while we're preparing to do this in the long term, and that we're piloting this tool?
I have a suggestion, because I think the materials that were put together to inform this decision are important, and that the board would be interested in seeing these things, and rather than really going into any detail on them, you can just say, we've provided this information, we'd like to come back at a later time and really articulate more thoroughly how we make, how we're informed to make these decisions, as a suggestion.
Thank you.
So if I understand it correctly, Councilor Marshall, you're suggesting that the background memo that includes a decision-making tool be shared with the board?
Yes. I say that because I found it so interesting, and I think others would.
Okay, so I think what I'm hearing, there needs to be a process to decide if FAC approves the letter and would like to present it at Board of Health in the morning. And assuming that, and if that happens, then I'm also hearing we'll send along the letter signed by Sandy, as well as the background memo. That sounds like that's the proposal on the table. Also, just say Sandy is ready to talk about the process in case she does get the question at the Board of Health meeting in the morning. So in terms of your approval process and next steps, I'm looking at Sandy's black square.
I would just say, because I'm not sure if I'm sensing some hesitancy to do that, but if there, you know, I'm just making a suggestion, but if it makes more sense to folks to hold off on that, then, you know, that's good too.
Well, maybe we should, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think if you're good with prefacing, so your plan is to read the letter, is that what you're going to do?
Yes, my plan was to read the letter.
Yeah.
But then I was being prepared for the questions like, well, how did you come to this decision, or what kinds of information did you use, or data, or whatever, to come to this. And so Haley gave me some talking points about the use of the matrix and the background information that you had, and base it on the research. And then the other panel members could go into detail about the data if there was questions.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
But I wasn't prepared to say anything about the matrix or any of that unless the question came up.
How would you feel about prefacing, like before you read the letter, just briefly, you know, that there was an ad hoc committee formed and they used a decision-making tool to come to this and then read the letter?
I'd be fine with that if FAC is all right with that. I want the group to be comfortable with what I'm going to present in representing FAC.
And we might be getting ahead of ourselves since we haven't approved the letter.
Yeah. So maybe what we should do is go ahead and see if we have a motion and a second to read this letter to the Board of Health tomorrow. And with a preface about how we came to this letter. Let's add that on right now and So does anybody want to make said motion or similar one?
Does anybody have any questions about the letter before we move to... Everybody good? Hearing none, I moved that we read the letter with a preface about the decision-making tool in the background.
I second it.
Okay. Everyone in favor, either raise their hands or say aye.
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 Aye. Anyone opposed? Aye. Anyone opposed? Okay. Hearing none, I hear that we will read this letter to the Board of Health tomorrow with a short preface about how we came about to create the letter.
I've got one question about that. I heard the motion and the vote. Does this mean that FAC approves the letter? I know the letter is being read. I just want to clarify that you're also, if that's what the motion meant.
Peggy, that would go to you.
Oh, yes. My motion meant to say that I move that we approve the letter and then have Sandy read it at the Board of Health meeting with a preface on how we came to the decision.
And I still second it.
Thank you. All right. Any other comments or questions? Right. Hearing none, I'll be at the Board of Health meeting in the morning to read the letter.
Thank you, Sandy, for doing that.
You're welcome.
So I got another question about the guidance document and the decision-making tool. Is that what you're all going to talk about next, or have you decided not that Sandy will discuss the process and not share the other document with the Board of Health?
That's a good question about whether do we want to just send the information to the counselors or do we want to have a further I think I heard people say not to have much of a discussion, but I did hear something about suggesting to send the additional documentation that was sent to our group to the counselors. So how do people feel about that?
That's what I feel like would be a good idea, is that we send that background memo in the decision-making tool along with the letter.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I'm sorry, my connection was lost and back on, but I think that is the way to go, and then this time put the emphasis on the letter itself. But I do think it's important for the Board of Health to know what led to the decision that FAC has made to bring the letter to their attention in the first place.
Yes.
And I apologize for all the questions on this, but if we send the background material to the board tonight about how you came to the decision, it's going to beg the question about the decision. So would you want me to send a letter along for, knowing full well that Sandy will read it tomorrow, but along with the decision-making tool, would you like me to send the letter itself to the Board of Health as well? Sorry for all the questions.
I think that'd be a great idea.
I agree. Yes, I think we should too.
Yeah, I hear from two or three members that they agree with that. I guess I'd like to hear from some others, or do you want me to... I don't think we need to have a vote, particularly.
I agree.
Okay, so to summarize, it sounds like we will sign and send the letter that FAC approved, and the background memo, which includes the decision tool, which is still a draft. And then I think I'm hearing the desire, and this is the plan for sure, is to kind of tweak tweak the tool as we continue to use it for issues like this, and refine kind of the process that FACT uses and make that kind of something that you're able to share and talk about, whether it be on the website or at a future Board of Health meeting. And I think part of that can be something we do at an upcoming meeting, and in addition to looking at all the work you did at the last meeting around kind of the purpose and role of FACT and sort of your long-term vision for the work. So I think that will all fit nicely into some next steps. So thanks, everyone.
Hey. Anything more on this particular
topic? Dr. Malik, did you want to share what the presentation tomorrow morning will look like in case, I know we've got one other member of FACT who's going to be there in a different role speaking to. Do you want to share what it's going to look like?
So we're going to have in addition, I'm a little echo there, folks can mute their, sorry. In addition to Sandy reading the letter and giving a little background, we're gonna be honored to have a couple of other speakers as well. Chief Maury, who's on the call, will be presenting as well, will be one of the panelists. And I think it's, that'll be really helpful, you know, addressing the questions about that some, you know, at least one board member had about syringes and safety in the community. The other person speaking will be Dr. Ann Willis. She's a chief clinical officer at Columbia River Mental Health. Will be able to address the issues around being able at the syringe services program, being able to encounter this population and the value of not only encountering this population, but getting them access and referrals to substance use disorder treatment as well. So those are the other, so we have three speakers, including Sandy. And I'm really grateful to all of them for doing this. And folks have questions.
I do have a quick question. I'm assuming that any other FACT members who would want to attend the meeting tomorrow would be welcome to do so. But I only have attended once when I had a role, and I had to arrange that in advance. But I think generally the public can just show up and not have
you can actually, so the three people I meant, you know, that we're talking about will be on our panel, so they won't be part of public comment, but any FACT member, just like any other member of the public, the link is in the, on the Board of Health webpage at clar.wa.gov, and you can actually, you have 3 minutes, but you can actually be part of public comment as well, if you would like. That comes after, that comes later in the meeting.
Okay. And Sandy, will you be there in person at the meeting, or will you be joining, because it's a hybrid, will you be joining on Zoom?
I'm planning on joining by Zoom, but I'm hoping to get my camera fixed before tomorrow at 8:30.
Okay.
Oh, and Mallory just put information in the chat about.
Chief Moore, do you have a comment or question?
More of a comment. Yeah. Good evening, everybody. Sorry I was a little late here. Hard time getting home from the office today. I agreed to do this meeting or the presentation tomorrow prior to actually running any statistics around the area, which I did. Good news. We don't have any. I think we have maybe three silent alarms we've gone to this place. I had the analysts kind of pull the ring out a little bit further on the map to see if there's other things. Now we have a convenience store across the intersection, which generates some calls, which I can't tie to this clinic. I felt strongly about it before, in favor before I ran the stats, but I thought, I probably should have some pocket data if I'm asked. And we did, and there's nothing. So If we're asked about calls for service that generate police calls for service, and I can't speak for fire, but there is no police calls for service, in essence, other than those silent alarms we had, which spanned over a couple of years.
Wow, that's great. I love that.
That'll be really helpful. Thank you.
I gotta step away just for a minute. I'll be right back in just a few seconds.
Is there anything more, Dr. Melnick, about your presentation tomorrow that you want to share? Or?
Well, I'm not going to be making the presentation. I think our speaker is going to be making, and I think so. Rachel Vinson, who's our, she's also a nurse, which is the most trusted profession. She's our program manager for our STD HIV program, and which the Harm Reduction Center is part of. She'll be making the presentation, and we've, like we said, and Marissa corrected me, we've already sent the slides to the Board of Health, to the council, the chair of the Board of Health. She'll be making the presentation, and then we'll have the three, probably makes sense to have maybe Sandy go first, and then have no, Marissa's shaking her head. Have the other two people go first, and then have Sandy wrap it up with a letter. Okay, thank you, Marissa. That actually makes more sense.
I believe Chief Mori has to jump off at 9:15. Is that correct, Chief?
I don't. I'm going to be there in person. I'm not going to be on Zoom, so
okay.
I'm going to show up there. It'd be great if I can get out of there by 9:20, 9:30, because I have a command meeting that I need to run. I'll stick around. This is important to me and to the city of Vancouver.
The presentation isn't that long. I mean, we started at 8:30. How many slides are there, Marissa? There aren't that many. I suspect we'll get you out of there on time.
Yeah, Rachel, in her run-throughs, it's, you know, been under 20 minutes about for her presentation, and then the plan was to have Chief Mori, and then Dr. Willis, and then have Sandy kind of conclude it at the end.
And I'm going to be introducing folks, and I think part of my talking points is to ask for the questions come after the presenters, if possible, so we can get through it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little bit nervous about asking the board to do that, but I will make that part of the introduction.
So we welcome any FAC members that want to call in and listen in, and we've had a good presentation. And thank you again, Sandy, for being there to read the letter.
Yeah. Are all of the other presenters going to be there, or are they going to do it by Zoom? Do we know?
I think everybody else will, I'm pretty sure, including me, will be by, it's WebEx, I think, is what we use, but yes. So, Chief Mori, I'm sorry you'll be a little bit alone there. I hope that's okay.
Well, if you'd rather me go by Zoom, I can do that too, but
we'll have some staff there too, I think. So, I know Andrea is planning to be there in person.
Yeah.
Try, depending on childcare drop-off. Yeah.
If I can't get my camera to work, I may end up coming down and doing it in person.
Great.
Andrea, if you think it'd be better for me to be there in person, I can be there in person.
I think we're okay. I think understandably we're trying to be super organized. I think we have a good strategy. I think for folks that are, you know, adjacent and have worked within the PSC, it makes sense for Chief Mori to be in person. I have to be at the medical examiner's office. I think it's totally appropriate to have our WebEx presence and our Zoom presence as well. I think folks need to do what works for them. And I honestly think we're good to go for tomorrow. I feel good about it. Feel good about the planning, the execution, the data analysis, the work into the storytelling. the letter that Zach has put together, I feel really good about where we're at and all of the expertise and critical thought that's gone into putting together tomorrow's presentation. I don't think we need to change anything at this point. We're good. Truly. I feel great about it. But I do want to, right, I want to make sure that we have time to go through the other agenda items as well this evening, unless there's anything else that's outstanding in terms of unanswered questions that the group has.
Thank you. One quick question. I'm sending the letter and the other document to the Board of Health tonight. Well, how will I get, will Sandy sign it now and tomorrow, so it'll be an unsigned letter tonight, and then she'll have it signed by tomorrow, or how do we make that work?
I think it's fine just sending it unsigned, and Sandy can sign it tomorrow, or however that works.
Yeah.
Or we could even submit
it. We might be able to also tomorrow put it into DocuSign and get it to Sandy to sign electronically too, unless we need an actual wet signature on it.
The sending it tonight without my signature sounds like it'll work, and then we'll get it signed. All right, great discussions. We're learning a lot about the first use of this tool, and it sounds very exciting as we move forward with using it again. So I appreciate everybody's input for sure. I don't have anything else on the agenda unless there's something else that another member wants to bring up. Do you have anybody have any news or such a quiet group tonight?
I'd like to kind of revisit the topic of the membership and nominations committee, because I'm hoping that we can get some folks to join that committee, especially if you haven't had the opportunity to do, you know, other stuff. I think it would be a nice way to participate and meet everybody, and I'm wondering if people have questions around that, or if there's any interest in joining that committee. Because right now it's just Marla, is that right?
Right now it's just Sandy, and Michelle said in the chat tonight that she would be interested. But we do have the same people joining committee, so it would be nice to have some other fresh faces join.
I was just gonna say, I have been on the committee, and it's really a fun committee to be on, because you get to meet people that are interested in FAC and get to know them a little bit sometimes in advance, and then have an interview. And I really enjoyed it. But it's one that I think many people would enjoy. So that's why I didn't throw my hat in right off the bat. But if we end up stuck, I'd be very happy to help. But I hate to see somebody else not have a chance to do it. It's a really fun committee.
It's not necessarily time consuming. If we have two or three people that apply for an open position, then we might spend a little bit of time doing some interviews with them. And we did that with the youth member a couple of years ago, where we had three or four youth members, and so we did a little interview with them, and that was quite interesting. So, but it's not one that we have a lot of meetings or long sessions particularly. So you can think about it, and I'll probably bring it up again, or I'll be announcing the committee at our May meeting. So any other things that people want to bring up tonight? Things that you want to discuss later? Yes, Sue?
Yep, thanks. I have a moment. I just wanted to announce that Clark County they posted last Friday an announcement for a small grant program request for application. We're using Oh, I think about 3 million of the ARPA funds that are remaining, then there's a pot for small business and one for nonprofits. There has to be some nexus with the impact from the pandemic, but it's all detailed online, and yeah, and it's on the front page of the county's website. The deadline is May 19th, and the grant range would be 10,000 to 250,000. Not so small there, but anyway, if you know of organizations that would be interested, please let them know. And then I just want to thank everyone. I think you are all really awesome for the time and energy that you put in to prepare this response to a concern that came up. Really, it was prompted by someone who provided testimony just during the open public comment period. So I think it's will be really good for the Board of Health to better understand this, and for the public as well. So really, thank you all so much.
Thank you so much. Anybody else?
Yeah, really quick, members of the budget subcommittee, I'll be reaching out to you in the next week to 10 days. We've got a delay getting labor budget data from the budget office. So we're off to a bit of a slow start, but we have started our internal budget process, which is what I'll brief you on. So the next week to 10 days, you'll be hearing from me. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jeff.
Dr. Melnick, did anybody sign up to go to the public health law and governance training for local boards of health?
We have, I believe, four. So we don't have any Board of Health members going, but we have four FAC members going. So I think I have it memorized. I think Peggy's going, I think Elma's going, I think Marla's going, and I think Michelle is going. Did I get that correct?
Yes, I will be going. This is Elma.
Is Heather going?
Yeah, Heather, are you going?
So we have a fifth?
I am going, yes.
Great, okay. Nice. You got your reservation in on time and stuff? Okay, fantastic. Five.
Dr. Melnick, do you, what do you want us to provide as key takeaways for upcoming FAC meetings for knowledge sharing?
From attending this Board of Health meeting?
Yeah, from the training, correct.
I think getting a deeper understanding of what the roles of the Board of Health is, as well as, because there's gonna be a day, I think the first day, I looked at the agenda recently, included public health law. So getting a good idea of what the roles of the Board of Health is, and also I'm hoping, given that the new statute established community health boards, which is what FAC is, that a deeper understanding of that relationship, as well as some more experience in terms of what, given FAC and given the Board of Health, how you interact with the health department, with, you know, us folks. So and you can share that with FAC as well. I think the first day is a lot of public health law. I hope you're all up for that.
I think it's going to be amazing. They do have a lot of emphasis on law in the beginning, but then there's going to be some discussion of crisis and risk communication, navigating difficult issues that can be somewhat polarizing in the community. They're going to be talking about emerging public health issues. It's just really looks like it's going to be a very packed agenda and a lot of really excellent training.
Yeah, I've been asked to speak about one of the, you know, typical issues that come up that controversial is the word, but guess what I'm volunteered to speak about? The syringe services program and our experience with that. Although we could talk about, you know, our experience with measles and COVID-19 and all that other stuff as well, but There'll be several of us, I think, on the agenda that speaks to some of those issues.
So we have, so you have a lot of people from Clark County going from the department?
I believe Andrea and I are going. I'm not sure anybody else. Haley's going. Great. Well, I mean, it's oriented towards policy, and Haley is our senior policy analyst.
Well, it sounds like a great conference, and I'll be excited to hear what everyone learned and how we might be apply some of the things that you hear about while you're at the conference. So, good job.
And I really thank you for letting us know about it so that we could send folks from FAC to experience it. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
By the way, the other advantage is that you're going to get to network and meet people from all four corners of the state. And I think that's going to be great, as well as public health staff from all parts of the state as well. So that'll be a good experience.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and I appreciate you sharing it with us.
Well, I appreciate the time you're all taking out of your busy schedules to do this.
I put in for vacation for this, so
Semiahmoo is beautiful. I don't know if you've been there before, but it's a great location. Hopefully the weather will cooperate.
Well, great. All right. Anything else? We're done quite early tonight, so we have plenty of time to have conversation, or we have plenty of time to go out and enjoy the little bit of sunshine that's left in our day.
And I have the time to get the documents off to the Board of Health.
There you go. That'll give them some extra time to read up. All right. Well, with nothing else, then we'll go ahead and move to adjourn the meeting. And our next meeting is on May 23rd at 5:30, and it'll be via Zoom again. And then our June one will be face to face. Right?
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Have a great evening.